Well, my last lift from Steve and Kate in a big white van was absolutely fantastic. Just really enjoyable conversation once again. And they gave me a brown bread baguette with some Laughing Cow cheese and some tomatoes, which is my lunch today, which is fantastic. One day down. So all going well. I will be able to continue on, but foolishly, and it is my fault because Steve said, are you sure you want to be dropped off in a lay-by? It's a bit of a fast road, and it is a really fast road. And I'm hoping that somebody coming out of the road opposite me will be turning in my direction. It's the only way that I'm going to be able to get a lift. None of the lorries will stop because they just can't stop fast enough. And on the other side of a Brava hill as well, just to throw that into the mix. But I didn't necessarily want to be on a big roundabout with roadworks. So this seems like the best spot. I am on a good road. It's the 30, I believe, the 30 heading north. And all going well, this will take me out of Cornwall and into mainland Britain. So it's just the daunting prospect of watching another 50 cars go past and nobody stop. But I have been really, really lucky so far. As far as I think, really lucky so far. Steve was training to be a boat builder. And he was a funny bloke. And Kate was pregnant, and they're not, I don't know how long they've got to go, but he's hoping for a boy. Lots of comical boys' names that he was talking about, but they were thinking that, you know, they really liked the idea behind the Vodafone Freebies Challenge, the whole concept of, even though I am offering data and whatever I can from the SIM cards I'm using, that relying on people's good nature, and they were like, it'd be fascinating to see how far you can get on people's goodwill, especially the no money side of things. So I'm standing here with a carrier bag full of food, and I'm feeling pretty positive, even if there's a chance I'm probably going to get run over in the next 5 minutes. So we'll see. Fingers crossed a car will stop in the not too distant future. My thumb is actually getting quite achy. I'm now thinking I probably should have done a bit of training, hoping that my thumb can hold out. There's a guy on the other side of the road who's going my direction but says no, he's not going to give me a lift. Totally understandable. I could be a mad axe wielding maniac. I wish people wouldn't think that of me though. Anywhere would be better than here at the moment. Let's see how it goes.